Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and greetings, greetings and blessings, and welcome to another edition of Soul Scribe Radio with Aramo Soul. My name is Amaria Tucker, and I am the Millennial Soul Scribe. I empower the souls of my clients through the use of sacred sounds and connecting to their own divine cosmic blueprint. And I am so happy and grateful to be with you guys tonight to share my story on the power of prayer and how somebody prayed for me. Before we get started, excuse me for clearing my throat. Before we get started, I am going to bring on a special guest tonight, my sister and my creative, she's just an inspiration. So let me bring her on in.
Greetings.
Ananike, are you here? Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me? Greetings?
Yes, ma'am.
Greetings.
Greetings. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on the show. Will you tell the callers a little bit about you?
I am a lot of things. Actually, I am into women empowerment, prayer. I have a billing as the local neighborhood witch. I deal with everyday problems of people, you know, children, bills, you know, love. And I help to empower people to receive the things that they need to put them on the right track or to help attract things to them that they need for themselves. And
yes.
So I can be found on my page, Ananike Ama Ama Ra, in the Circle of Prayer, in the Everyday Lives of Witches group. And, you know, I'm open. I do readings, and I'm open to anyone who wishes to communicate with me.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Guys, the reason why I started Soul Scribe Radio and the reason why it came in and I dubbed myself as the Soul Scribe a few years back is because on my path of growth from a little tiny tot to who I am today, there have always been scribes available to me, people who scribed to my soul, meaning they wrote into my soul something that inspired me, taught me a lesson, something that continued the spark of life in me and empowered me to continue to grow. And Ananike is one of those people, so I appreciate her and I give thanks for her being on the show tonight. One of the main tools that I've always used on my journey is prayer. And being a spiritualist now, not to say I am not a person that, and I guess some people would call it maybe secular, but I don't even see it that way because I believe in nature and I still believe in the higher power of my ancestors. But being a spiritualist, some people don't think that the words and sounds mean anything, like that quote-unquote word prayer is only for religious people. And I know on my journey that somebody had to have been praying for me, because sometimes I wasn't praying for myself and I was in situations that let's say maybe I wouldn't have made it out if my grandmother, let's say when I was off to school, being a teenager going into an adult, doing all kinds of things, I know she had to have been praying for me because I was being a typical young adult, right? So it has really been a, excuse me, guys. I'm about to cry because I start talking about my grandmother. it has been just a really, the use of sounds and to know that you can connect to whatever you deem as God, a higher power, source, even yourself, by sitting down and really convening with the energy of yourself, those thoughts and meditation. Ananike, can you tell me what does prayer mean for you? How do you pray? What is prayer for you? What is that power of prayer for you?
Yes. Prayer for me is quite a few different things. Prayer for me is quite a few different things. I consider prayer a very, very intimate one-on-one communication with the source of all things. And some people are really formal. You know, I'm not, I have moments of formality, but sometimes if I get a quiet moment, and I'll be the first person to tell you, I refer to myself as baby girl. When I'm talking to the universe, I'm like, okay, baby girl needs some help here. I'm a child of the universe. I need help. Or even if I'm not asking for help for me or for someone else, I want to say thanks, because prayers are also thanks. They're not always I'm in distress. for me, prayer can also be something is expressing myself to the universe, that intimate connection, like dance. For me, sacred dance, interpretive dance of how I feel or what I'm trying to convey to the universe is a form of prayer. It goes the same way with meditation. Meditation is when you receive information. Prayer is when you have outgoing information. When you are doing sacred movements and listening to sacred sounds and interpreting them out of your soul into the universal energy, that is prayer. Now, I was raised Church of God in Christ, and I've been through a multitude of different religions. And no matter what religion I've ever, you know, encountered or spirituality, I've known one thing. It's that one-on-one relationship that mm-hmm. you have with the universe, that one, the universal spirit, the one, the all. It's that one-on-one energy, that communication. It doesn't matter. You could be standing in a crowd of people. You could be in the middle of the biggest church or the biggest temple. It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. It's only what you're doing. And the input and the export. That's what it is. So when you're sitting down and you're like, what do I got to do? That's when you stop and you grab that prayer moment. And you focus in it. Focus and intent is very powerful with prayer. And I have to say this. A lot of times, I don't think I would have made it if I hadn't had someone praying for me all along the way. You never know who's praying for you. Grandmothers are good for that. Moms, friends, best friends, children, you know, strangers. Having prayer, having those words of power said for you, because sometimes, this is the truth, we get too tired to pray for ourselves.
Yes.
When you just need somebody to come in and say, hey, wait a minute, let me get this for you. Let me hold space for you. You know, no one, nowhere should have to pray alone. We do it a lot, but there should always be someone else in our life who has a positive word to put out there. Prayer in itself is a reason why you say positive things about people. Because every time you say a negative thing, that's not prayer. That's the opposite of prayer. So when you hear me say, I love you, that's a power word. Words have power, just like a prayer.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now, y'all see why I love her.
Yes. Prayer is very important.
I love Anana K. Thank you so much. And she hit on some great points just now, especially the sacred sound. And I think no matter in all cultures, text, a sacred sound in all cultures, no matter what type of religion, cultural background, from the old days, millennials ago in ancient Egypt and the Aztecs and the Mayans, old Chinese tradition, you know, no matter what culture or sect or the differences that people have, that art of using the sacred sound has always been a forefront and just been there for people to connect, whether by themselves or with one another. And it is so very important to have someone else that can be open to. I'm not going to ask for anybody to pray for me because some people might be praying for the wrong thing. And I'm like, what? I'm like, really? I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. And that's why I think it's so important for people to join groups like the Circle of Prayer that we have together on Facebook, you know, to find some kind of circle or a friend. Or prime example, the beginning of this year, I don't know what it was about me. I had started really going to my altar and becoming like a walking meditation. Ananike knows that I love mantras and chants. And if you have been following the show, you know that chanting and mantras and saying, keeping my positive affirmations and intentions are something that I do on a constant basis. It's like my walking meditation. And maybe around February or March, I had people calling me and messaging me and saying, I want to be your prayer partner. Will you, or saying, will you be my prayer partner, Omari? And I'm like, what is it about me that people are now asking me to, you know, be their prayer partner? What's going on with this? And I remember it was right after I made the declaration that I was going to do for 40 days, I was going to say or chant the Ana Bekoach, which is a Jewish Kabbalist prayer for the 42-letter name of God. And I was like, well, hey, maybe that's why. Maybe I'm supposed to share this energy with them. And it was such a beautiful experience. And we're not doing it anymore because the days are over. And just suffice it to say, I think me and the two other parties got busy. But at that time, it was just such a beautiful thing. We all were excited to come together and join one another, to share the experience with one another. And we would like put our intentions out there and just take that. And it wasn't even long. Take that 5 minutes, 10 minutes out of our day and just commune with one another on the phone and just get it popping. And it made me feel so so at peace, like I was helping someone else and not really helping myself. I think for some of us, too, it's easier for us to speak life over someone else than it is for ourselves. It's just, I think, just how life happens. And sometimes we're told that you're not supposed to want or need or... I think it's just, maybe it's just the way that the world is now. It's just like you're not supposed to be open about your needs or wants and ask for help. But, you know, that's one of my favorite prayers, Ananike, is I think I heard Iyanla Vanzant or somebody say, yeah, I think it was Iyanla in an article. And that's what really got me on my path today is she said that the easiest prayer when you're going through something to say is help. And that's what really got the wheels turning and challenges and obstacles that came. But now that it's years later, I know that the things that happened to me, like me being fired from my job, I think I've talked to people about this before. That's what really opened me up to finding who Omaria is and what Omaria's purpose is in life and really diving deep and finding me. So tonight, guys, on the show, if you saw the post in the advertisements, we really want to have a prayer session tonight and share our gifts. With helping to heal and to pour love on others that may need it. So if you have a situation that you're going on, you don't have to say your name or anything. You can press one or not. Once we get started, it'll be a little bit later on in the show, but I want to go ahead and say it since it's on my mind. Once we get started, I want you to hold the intention in your head of whatever it is that you need or desire, what's going on with you. And we're going to do a chant session at the end of the show. And you know, Ananike, during my 40 days of prayer, I received a message. Do you want to know what that message was?
Yes, ma'am.
The message was that I was supposed to start praying for people. Now, in my head, I thought that I was already praying for people. Like if somebody put a post out and they say, okay, I need some prayer or something like that, I'll pray for somebody. But it came very clear to me that I was supposed to start praying for people. And so I posted on my website, and nobody replied. Why do you think nobody replied that I said that I'm going to pray for you for free?
Wow. The value of free. There are people who are confused by the value of free. They think it's not value. A lot of people think that if they don't pay $5,000 for a purse, it's not valuable. There's no value on prayer. Prayer is invaluable. It is priceless. There are some people who have yet to understand the power of words and how it can change their lives. Some people are afraid to change. Some people are afraid to heal. So when they didn't respond, it simply was that they were afraid. They weren't ready. They didn't understand. There was a blockage or a cloud there.
And it really, you know, after I posted on my site and nobody said anything, I started, I'll say it like this. I went home to Orangeburg to go to an event that a friend invited me to. And I met up with another friend and she was going through some issues. And I was kind of hesitant to ask her if she wanted me to pray for her because we follow two different spiritual paths. She's more on the Protestant side. I'm more on the universal side, right? So I was kind of hesitant to ask her, you know, do you want me to pray for you? And I didn't ask her face to face. I asked her, once I got home, I texted her and said, I know you're going through this issue. Would you like me to pray for you? And she was like, yes, sure. So I kind of think maybe I had a blockage too. I don't know. You know how we go through those tests. Everything is energetic and metaphysical in my view, and I believe in your view too. And she was like, yes. So I prayed for her, and I sent the recording to her, and she was like, Omaria, I just started crying in the car, and I started shaking, and I could just feel the energy coming from you. And I didn't realize that I had that power in my voice, you know. But I just started, and that's how I kind of started to take spirit up on the offer of you need to start praying for people. When people would come to me with an issue or something like that or a concern, I would just flat out ask them, do you want me to pray for you? And it kind of opened me up to my sacred sounds because I didn't realize that me playing my trumpet when I was a little girl in church, playing this little light of mine, or let me tell you what else I did, Anana K. I love the sound. That was my favorite part of church, I think. The litany part where you do the call and response. I'm not sure if they did that in your denomination. And then the hymnal book where they have the psalms in there that they're actually songs, the hymns. I took that to college with me, and I would, like, read through that stuff and sing it to myself, not knowing that even that path of taking those things with me was leading me up to this point of actually hearing that message during meditation that you need to pray for people. And I tell you, it's one of the most satisfying things that I could ever do for someone.
Well, that is a very special thing. People who have the power to speak words and affect changes with people, they are very much needed. words can have so much power. I mean, the enjoyment that you got, that was probably kind of a little bit of a hint that that was a specialty, because when people have things they like to do, they do it really well. And that you found that joy in that. You know, I found that when dealing with prayer and discovering exactly what sacred words did and how they worked, one of the most powerful, powerful words, like Ileana Van Zandt said, is simply help. I became interested in words of power and prayer when I really focused on children saying mama. All over the world, that word is so powerful. You can understand the word no matter what language it's in. And I had to stop and think about it. I was like, wow. Do you realize that when people are in pain, the first thing they do is they cry out for their mama?
Yes.
You know, and there's the big joke about football players. The dad trains them or whatever, and they go to the Super Bowl and they say, hi, mom.
Yeah.
And so I begin to look at other words, words like Baba and Dada, basic sounds. And I begin to think about how when I did go to church, when I was in Church of God in Christ, that singing, and it wasn't so much as the singing part, it's when you would get that woman with the white hat that sat at the front of the church, and she would start moaning, and she'd say, oh, and everybody would just, it would just touch everybody so deeply. She didn't have to say a word. She said it was a sound, and it would open up emotion. It would open up doorways, and people would begin to feel things, see things, hear things, move with the music. And those sacred words, that is what really got me into realizing that prayer wasn't just something that somebody wrote a long time ago on a piece of paper and they've been repeating it over and over again. No,
yeah.
That's not what prayer is. Prayer is when you get that feeling, because you know when you pray, you get that feeling. It's a strong feeling like you ain't never felt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're praying, time passes, you don't even know you're praying. I mean, you don't see it happen. You're praying, but you don't see it happening. You don't see the time passing. Either it goes by real fast or it goes by real slow, because it's a portal. You're stepping out of the mundane life and you're walking into a whole nother time, into a whole nother energy. You are halfway there. You're somewhere between earth and divinity. That's when you know you're praying. When you are doing sacred dance, you are interpreting what you are receiving as well as what you are outputting. My mother used to tell me when I was younger that, you see that lady over there, Sister so-and-so? She got the Holy Spirit in her all the time. She is always talking to her. And I couldn't understand why my mama felt that, because my mother, you know, she worked a lot, but I was at church 7 days a week and she wasn't. So how did she know Sister so-and-so had the Holy Spirit and all that? Well, it was because when you have a connection of prayer and it's a regular connection, the energy around you starts to radiate peace and love. It raises your vibration up so high because the regular prayer that you are doing, that it starts to seep out everywhere. It starts to seep into the food that you cook. The vibration is high, the food tastes good. Everybody want to be around that person because they got good energy. Right? So just praying, saying words of power, having a regular practice. It's very difficult to have a regular practice because life is happening. But you can't let life happen before you pray. You pray first and then you let life happen. That moment that you take to step into that portal, that moment alone will make you begin to radiate energy and attract things that you need on such a higher level. I learned that as a child in church, not realizing the importance of it, that Sister So-and-so, she had the Holy Spirit. She had the light. She had the whatever it was. And when she made sweet potato pies and fried chicken, everybody loved her. You know, ain't nobody ever said nothing bad about Sister So-and-so. But then in the clinch, you can call her and pray any time of the day and night. She was with you. She was going to visit the sick and the shut-in. So as a regular adult, it made me really examine how I felt about prayer, you know, what I attached it to. Everybody, no matter what you believe in, can say words of power, prayer, or meditation, and better their life for free. It doesn't cost anything at all to connect to divinity. There are no excuses. So if you just start a regular practice every day of stopping everything around you and say, hey, I need this time right here to connect with divinity, you will begin to see your body heal, your mind heal, your soul, and everything around you starts to change. The filter that you have over your eyes, how you see life, will start to unclog. You'll even breathe better. And this is how I learned about prayer.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Truth. Truth, truth, truth. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, where you are right now in your life. It's just that power of connecting to the sacred sounds. Like I was saying earlier, I love mantras. Mantras are a Sanskrit way of praying. They use the sacred sound of, like Ananake is saying, like those words of power. They call them the seed or the bij words. And when you were talking about the mother of the church, that's who I recognized that lady with the white hat as. When she would just start to mumble and hum, that's what like a mantra is. And you say hum or om or shreen, and that's that mumble that Ananake was referring to. And when you say those things, you can feel the vibration within your body and around you. And that's all when you think about it, you know. No matter, because I know we got different people on the phone. And I give thanks for everybody that is on the call tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I see somebody from my hometown area or somewhere. I see that 843. So thank you for calling in. That when you think about it, it's frequency. That's all it is. Words, sounds are frequency. Everything is created from that frequency of sound. Even light is created from that vibration. So if you get that vibration going within yourself and around yourself, that's it. Hold your intention there, and that's what prayer is. One way that I like to enhance my use of prayer is to say a divine world prayer like the Honorable Kork or the Matsunori Goto. Add a mantra to it. Add my intention to it. And with all those sounds and wavelengths moving around, it's like I go to an entirely different place. And it doesn't matter what's going on around me. Nobody can mess with that light force energy that's around me. No matter if people are arguing in the background or children are playing or whatever's going on, it's like I'm in my own temple. I'm in my own zone, and I am sending out the energy from my being of what I want to create in my life and in my surroundings at that particular time. Now, since I said temple, the question comes up of, a lot of people may think that the only place you can pray or have that, what's the word I'm looking for, that congregation, the joining of the minds and the physical beings and the people, is in a temple or a church or a place of worship. And somebody always has to be, let's say, a more wiser person, always has to be the leader of it. What are your thoughts on that, Anana K?
Well, you know, we're, as human beings, we have always been taught to listen to our elder or follow the person that has a little bit more knowledge than us, and it's called the sheeple effect. Personally, myself, I'm going to be honest with you. As I said before, the connection that you have with the divine is your connection and yours alone. You may be able to effectively pray or connect in a group, but you have to lead yourself. You have to shake some of those shackles of fear, because when you came into this world screeching, crying, and shaking, you didn't come with the pastor holding your hand. This is your journey. This is you, and you have to take responsibility for your own spirit, your own soul, and your own path. If you wish to in groups, fine, that's great. For two or more gathered, 10 people is a party. But I believe that no person can tell you what your destiny is. No person can lead you down that path by your hand and give you what you need. You have to reach out there, grab your star, and follow that path, because it's the journey. A lot of people I've seen, being a part of the spiritual community, I've been in a lot of spiritual groups, religious groups and stuff on Facebook. And what I have found prevalent in every group is peer pressure. Peer pressure is, I'm afraid to say how I feel because I'm afraid that I'll be wrong, because that's not what this person who knows more than me said. I'm afraid that they'll ostracize me away and I won't be able to connect up or learn what I need to know, because what I'm saying is not correct, or I feel stupid. Being an adult and not knowing everything is a very hard thing for a person. But the best intel that you will ever receive is not in a book. The best intel is when you sit down and you pray and then you meditate so that you can receive the information that you need. I find that there are so many people that are trapped up in, I gotta go where Pastor so-and-so says. I have nothing against pastors. That's the way that they're doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody in the church has their own path. And that was me saying earlier, where I could stand in a crowd of people and be confirmed with my energy in the universe, because I don't have to be a follower. I am the follower. I am the leader. I'm leading myself down my path through with divine intervention. You know, people stop being afraid to express how you feel spiritually, how you feel religiously. Don't worry about somebody else's grass being greener on the other side. Because when you are in a congregation of people, a lot of times that's a tool used to keep you in check. I've been in groups for people have been in a group for 10 years and never say a word, because they're afraid that they may say something contradictory and stand out and be ostracized. That's called peer pressure, and a lot of groups practice that. Speak yourself, be yourself, love the spirit that you have in yourself. Reach out for divinity, grab your star. You know, that's you out there, grab your star. You know, don't worry if the pastor or the rabbi or the reverend or the guru is not quite happy with what you're saying. But that's his personal journey, not yours.
Correct.
Yes, ma'am.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. And that's why in the description of the show, I say my journey. Because it's my journey. I have no business telling someone else. I can tell you what worked for me and what didn't work for me. But in the end, it's the choice is yours because it's your journey. It's your life. It's what you need to do to better you. I can only share my tools and what I've done for myself. And I think a lot of people get confused with that. Or like you say, maybe it's the peer pressure that they think, well, I got to do it this way, knowing good and well it's not something that makes them happy or they feel joy. They do it, they smile inside because it feels good to them. So thank you for bringing that up. That is very, very, very true indeed. And we're coming up to about 15 minutes to the top of the hour, and I want to get it cracking, Ananike. Are you ready? I'm excited.
Yes, I'm excited too. I'm very ready.
Okay. So, guys, if anyone wants to press 1 and comment on anything they've heard on the show or ask any questions for better clarity, it is an open line. You can press 1 and we'll be able to speak to you. And I am going to take a break, get some water, and prepare because we asked you to bring your water, bring any type of medicines or healing items that you have in your possession, and just your body and your mind. We're going to do a chant session tonight. I think we're going to do the Honorable Koak, Ananike. What do you think about that? And we'll do the Honorable Koa. Go ahead.
I think the Honorable Koa is very powerful, very powerful. I'll be the first person to tell you that first line from the Honorable Koa, every day over my water, I say it, every day. Yes, it is powerful. That Honorable Koa removes a lot of sickness and a lot of negativity. Yes, I am ready.
And name of God, and each line encompasses and features Dr. Mitchell Gibson dubs as the miracle prayer because it does actually work miracles. I said it, I recorded it and said it for my mom. Check this. There was some kind of it was like a little tumor or something in like her belly area. Don't ask me what it was and all that stuff because I don't know. I'm gonna tell you right now, I do not know all the details of what it was. But I recorded myself doing the Honorable Koak and the Amatsu Nori Goto, and I said, I want you to take your phone because I sent it to her in text message. Take your phone, and I want you to put your phone over this area on your body and just let it play. She went to the doctor maybe 2 weeks later, and they were like, there's nothing there. We don't know. There's nothing there. And whatever was in the area, the blood started flowing correctly and everything. And so she said the doctor was like very astonished because the thing that they were trying to tell her she possibly had was like something that only like one in every 1,000. Well, it's got to be bigger than 1,000, but it was a very rare dis-ease within the body. And she said when she first went to the doctor and they were telling her that she may have to go to the medical university here in Charleston, that everybody was kind of, she could tell in the doctor's faces because she's a retired nurse. So she could tell in their faces that they didn't want to tell her anything about this. Like they were kind of fearful themselves. And even one of her nurses told her, don't let them do the surgery here. You go to the medical university, because apparently nobody really had experience in the area that she lives in now. So when she went to Charleston to get the test, that was like where I did the prayer for her and told her to put the phone over her body. That 2 weeks later, when she got there, the doctor was like, there's nothing here. So that's the power of the Anavakoic prayer. And I love it. That's one of the ones that I use all the time. When I was going up for a promotion at my job, I said it, and just to share another experience with using it, I was going up for a promotion at my job and I was very nervous. You know how anybody go on the interview, they get very nervous and they, feels, and you're able to do the job. It's like your mind and your brain is like, okay, I'm not going to get it. But I said it. When I went in to have the interview, there was a magazine on the table, and on the cover of the magazine, it said, trust yourself. How divine is that? That I was saying this prayer like all day long, all morning, and I walk in the interview room, and there's a magazine that says, trust yourself. Like it was telling me, hey, you got this, don't worry about it. And I got the promotion. So it's very, very powerful, and it means a lot to me in my life. And I try to teach people it. I try to teach people the prayer as much as I can. And just to share a little bit about what each of the lines mean, because since I will be saying this prayer for you guys this evening, the first line in it is aimed to provide comfort in times of need and energy to counter stress or danger. The second line entrusts upon the user the power to control negative events and even move them forward in your future. The third line offers you the power to take decisions correctly and in a balanced manner. The fourth one provides endurance to those who need to go through hard events. The fifth line brings along a certain clairvoyant energy that allows one to foresee the future. The sixth line helps you to achieve peace and strength. And the seventh line, it helps for you to find a certain strength within you to be able to start life all over if it should be necessary. And when I was asking people what prayer meant for them, people would tell me that it meant miracles could happen, that it provided peace and calmness to them, transformation of their consciousness and being able to see things on a totally different level. It meant freedom and liberation and having clarity in situations that they were going through. Now, just from me talking to you, Ananike, did you get from those benefits that people found in prayer, would you say that the Anavakoic prayer encompasses that information, those benefits?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I firmly, firmly believe that everything that they're saying, yes, each of those lines and sections of the Anavakoa are very powerful, especially if they are filled with intent and focus. See, I mean, you can do things all day long without intent, but that intent and focus, it amps it up and takes it up 1,000 notches. And it those words circle around what you're trying to do and bring comfort to it. You know, I think that by saying the Anavakoa, even if you just learn a few lines of it at a time, it will move miracles in your life. It's about that vibration around you and how you attract things and how you project your energy out. The Anavakoa, it's a deal breaker. You got problems, the Anavakoa get right on it.
Yes, 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 yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, guys. I was speaking to you guys, but I didn't realize I still had myself on mute. So I'm not sure if you guys heard it, but I was saying we have one caller on the line. So I'm going to bring the caller on. And allow the caller to convene with us, and then we'll get it popping. I'm a Million Soul Scribe, so you'll hear things like dope and getting it popping and stuff like that, because that's just me and my air. But we'll bring the caller on. Caller from the 919, can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. If you would like to, what's your name?
My name is Yim Willow.
Hi, Yim Willow. How are you doing this evening?
I am great. And you?
I am doing very well. Thank you. Very well. So how are you enjoying the show tonight?
I am enjoying it. It is just, you know, making you aware of the things that you used to do that you no longer do, and realize that it worked there, that it'll work over here as well with the universe.
Mm. That's a nice way to put it, Yim. That's a very nice way to put it. Is there a special request that you have this evening for us to put on the airwaves to draw your attention to you?
Well, just better. Well, no, not really. Just better. Just improvement. Or growth or strength.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. We can do that for you. We can do that for you. Thank you so much for pressing one and calling in and willing that your intention is received, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys, if we have no other callers that would like to press one, what I want you to do is if you have any items of power or any items that you use on a daily basis, like your medicine or any tools that you use and or your cup of water, I want you to take whatever hand that you write with, your dominant hand that you write with, I want you to place it over those items. If you don't have an item, I want you to place it over your heart. And the non-dominant hand, for me, it would be my left hand because I write with my right hand. For the non-dominant hand, I want you to hold your hand out like you're receiving. And as I chant, sing, put out the sacred sounds of the Honorable Kork, I want you to hold in your mind, in your thoughts, in your being, whatever intention that you have, that you desire, that you need, or just your gratitude and thanks for whatever it is that's going on in your life. I want you to hold it in your thoughts. If you get the urge to dance or move around, I want you to feel free to do that. Whatever you get the urge to do, feel free to do it because that's what it's all about, getting in touch with that sacred sound. Ananake, before I get started, do you have anything you would like to share or say?
I am ready.
All right.
Yep, awesome. Y'all grab y'all awesome. Water, y'all medicines, y'all healing items, and let's get it going.
All right, guys. Ana Bakorke Jilachi Minka Titia Tizara, Kaval Rinadam Kasavenu Tere Nunara, Nagi Vodashe Yukadeka, Kavavat Shamram, Barkam Taram, Makameti Zikateka, Timitam Lankasin Kados Pirotuka Nahelateka, Yakike Lam Kapane Jakreka Dushiteka, Shavatinu Kaval Vishma Zakatinu Yidea Talamond, Berakshim Kavamokuto Leolam Bayed, Ana Bakorke Jilachi Minka Titia Tizara, Kaval Rinadam Kasavenu Tere Nunara, Nagi Vodashe Yukadeka, Kavavat Shamram, Barkam Taram, Makameti Zikateka, Timigam Lankasin Kados. Spiro Tuska Nahela Teka, Yakike Lam Company, Jakreka Dushiteka, Shabatanukabalushma Sakatuni Idea Talamot, Berukshem Kavamo Kuto Leolum Bayed, Anabakoa Gijalachimin Katitia Tizarakabel, Renatam Kasavini Terenu Narana Gorisha Yukadeka, Kavavacham and Barkam Tana Makame, Tizikateka, the Megam, Linkado Spiro Tuska Nahela Teka, Yakike Lam Company, Jakreka Dushiteka, Shabatanukabalushma Sakatuni Idea Talamot, Berukshem Kavamo Kuto Leolum Bayed, Anabakoa Gijalachimin Katitia Tizarakabel. Renatam Casavini Serenu Narana, Gibora Sheyukadeka, Kavavacham and Barkam Tara Makamate, Zikateka to Megam Lakasinka Hospital Tukanel, Otaka, Yakike, Lam Company, Shakreka, Dushiteka, Shabatanukabal, Shmansakatuni, Talamot, Berukshem, Kavamokuto, Leolum Bayen, Anabakoa Gijalachimin Kantitia Tizara, Kabel Renatam Casavini Serenu Narana, Gibora Sheyukadeka, Kavavacham and Barkam Tara Makamate, Zikateka, the Megam Lankasinka Hospital Tukanel, Otaka, Yakike, Lam Company, Shakreka, Dushiteka. Shabatanukabal, Ushmansakatu Nidea Talamot, Perukshem Kavalkutu Leolum Bayed, I'm the Bakoi Gijalachi Minkajati Tizarakabel, Renatam Kasavini Tirain in the Ra, Nagi Border, Shiukadea Kakava, Chamam Barkam Tana Makamaji, Zikitika to Megam Likas in Kidospito Tukan, the Hala Teka, Ikike, Lam Company, Trekadish Taka, Shavatu Nukabel, Vishmazakajuni, Dea Talamot, Pidukshim, Kavamokutalil, and Bayer. Anabakoi Kitilachi Minkanti Tizarakabel, Renanam Kasavini today, Nunarana gave order she you could take a cup of a chum and barkum tara makamate zikateka to make Amlan Kasinkitan Spiro to Kanahella, take a Yikike, Elam Company, Jagreka, do she take a Shabatu Nukabel, Ushmazakatani, Idea Talamot, Bidukshim, Kabamokutulelum Bayed, Anabakoi Kitilachi Minkanti Tizarakabel, Renanam Kasavini today, Nunarana gave order she you could take a cup of a chum and barkum tara makamate zikateka to make Amlan Kasinkitan Spiro to Kanahella, take a Yikike, Elam Company, Jacreka, do she take a Shabatu Nukabel, Ushmazakatani, Idea Talamopurukshim, Kabamokutulil, and Bayed. On the Bakoi Kijalajimin Kanti Tiatis, a rock of Elvinanam Kasimin today, Nunura, Nagi Border, Shiukadeka, Kavavat Shamam Barkam Tana Makamate, Zika Taka to Mikam, Lankasinka, Ospiro Tufkana, Halada Taka, Yaki Gay, Lam Company, Jakreka, Dushitaka, Shavatanukabel, Shmazakatani, Dea Talamo, Brukshem, Kavamokuta, Lilum Bayed. Gokubi just so gingin shikai, Takamarani, Kamotamai, Moirimasu, Kamurogi, Kamuro, Mino, Michi, Kanamochi, Te, Panseto, Hito, no, Mioya, Kamu, Matsuno, Maikario, Mikami, Arahito, no, Komotachi, Moro, Moro, no, Sakagoto, Tamino, Susumiki, Kareoba, Maikari, Mote, Ariki, or maybe Sigi, Tamite, Kamino, Kono, Chikara, Yamika, Yara, Setamieto, Musukato, no, Yoshio, Kachikomi, Kachikomimo, Mausu. Mio yamoto sumai kariyo mikami mamari tamie sakyaye tamaye. Mio yamoto sumai kariyo mikami mamari tamie sakyaye tamaye. Kannagarata mahi chai masse. Kannagarata mahi chai masse. Goku beach is soaking in shikai. Takamarani kamutamai moari masu. Namurogi kamuro mino michi karamochi te. Bansai tohito no mio yakamu matsusu no mahi kariyo homikami. Arahito no komotachi moro moro no. Sakakota tamino susumi kikereyo ba. Mahi kari mate harahiki yame misuki tamite kamino kono chikara yame gaya rase tamieto. Musukoto no yoshio kachikomi kachikomi mo masu. Mikami mamari tamie sakyaye tamie. Mio yamoto sumai kariyo mikami. Mamari sakyaye tamaye kannagarata mahi chai masse kannagarata mahi chai masse gokubi jisto gingin shikai takamarani kamutamai mori masu kamurogi kamuromi no michi kalmochi te bante to hito no miyo ya kamu matusu no mahikari oho mikami Harahito no komotachi moro moro no sakakoto tamino susumi kikere oba mahikari mote harahiki yame misugi tamite kamino kono chikara yame ga yarase tamieto musukoto no yoshio kashikomi kashikomi mo maosu Mioya motosu maikari mikami mamari tamie sakyaye tamaye Mioya motosu maikari o mikami mamari tamie sakyaye tamaye Kannagara tamahi chihai mase Kannagara tamahi chihai mase Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
I want you to take a sip of your water. If your eyes were closed, you can gently open them up, and I want you to smile. All is all right. All will continue to be all right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to take a sip of water as well. And guys, that is it for tonight. Thank you for joining Ananike and I. Ananike, thank you so much for joining me and telling me to, when I told you that I might not do the show tonight, thank you for telling me to just go with what was in my heart and to just do it. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. You'll never know how much I appreciate you for really just telling me to go with what's in my heart and to do it. And I'm trying not to cry right now. So that was very powerful.
Thank you. Thank you. We inspire each other. We push the energy back and forward. to keep each other going, and that's how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to share this energy and to help people, you know. I every time I hear you say the mantras and chants and prayers, I get goosebumps all up and down my arms, and my energy starts to do something, a higher vibration. And I have no problem with telling the whole world and whoever else is listening that when I feel down, I listen to Omaria, the Millennial Soul Scribe. I listen to her because that energy that she puts out raises my vibrations and pulls me out of, you know, we're all human here. We have our downloads, our slumps. We have depression sometimes, and sometimes we may question ourselves. But when that occurs with me, Omaria's chanting, her mantras and her prayers, I love it. I'll sing along with it. Sometimes I'll just play it in the background while I'm in the kitchen preparing a meal, just to keep that energy going. She has a gift. You know, she has a beautiful gift, and the fact that she's sharing it with all of us is such a great thing. I really appreciate, you know, I really appreciate her having me on the show, you know, because it gives me a chance to get up close and personal and get a first blast of that energy. You know, I really, you know, I hope we were able to do this again, you know, do it again. We get together and we pull out our water. I got my water right here. I got my healing items. I got a couple of crystals over here. I'm going to take full advantage. Every time Omaria's up and chanting, I'm going to take advantage of it. I suggest you do it too. If she got some prayer going on and some mantras, I suggest you get your stuff out and be like, what are we doing? Because you can best bet Ananika Amun-Ra is going to be right there getting hers.
Thank you, Ananika. And before we go again, also, please tell the listeners about you, what you do to help heal the community in your own special way, and how they can reach out to you.
Okay, well, as I say, I've been billed as a neighborhood witch, and in case you don't know, witch means wise. It's kind of like the word doctor. It just gives you a point of reference. Titles mean nothing. Actions mean everything.
Yes.
I'm a person that I work with energy, environmental energy. I have often said I believe that the cities with the most violence are simply not working with their energy there. You can't go around letting people get shot on corners and the women who are spiritual don't go and clean that energy up and dissipate it. So it multiplies and it feeds on violence because that's what created it. So this is my thing. I try to keep my area energetically sound, and I do that for other people. Their personal environments. I help them and advise them on how to move the energy in their area so that it's conductive to them. No one wants negative energy in their house. You know, no one wants to go to work and there's negative energy there. Your vibration attracts what the things, if you have negativity in your vibration, that's what's going to come, problem after problem. If you maintenance your energy, change your vibration. It's like when you buy a car. People out and buy a red car. When you leave the car lot, every car you see is red because you have injected red car energy into your vibration. Yeah,
very
red
true.
Trucks, everything.
Yes.
So my job is to help you inject what you need into your energy so that you can attract what you need to be successful.
Yes.
So
yes.
I focus around the neighborhood. I'm a neighborhood girl, you know. If you have children coming home from school, ought not the path be safe for them to walk? I mean, shouldn't the children play peacefully? There should not be guns on your street going off. That's what a neighborhood witch does. The neighborhood witch is the person that keeps that clean, working in tandem with the neighbors, the school, you know, town hall meetings. There should be one in every city, actually in every neighborhood. You know, I'd like to see that happen, but that's what I do. I take personal clients that have personal situations with their jobs. I do readings to kind of see what's going on with people's energy. But that's what we do. We move energy. We heal energy. We attract the things we need and repel the things that we don't need. So my job is to help people raise their energy up so that those negative things can't touch them. It's like a four-year-old. A four-year-old is not going to fix the carburetor on your car. If you're driving a car, but get down on a tricycle, you may have an issue with your tricycle because a four-year-old going to try to tell you what to do with your tricycle. Trust me, if you ever been to a preschool program and they got five tricycles, 20 kids, you got a problem. that's what moving energy is about, putting your energy in the yes. correct area for maximum healing, maximum abundance, and attracting things that you need. Ladies, if you need a husband, don't go down to the liquor store. That ain't the energy you want. Okay? That's just common sense. That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes we have to think about what we do because we're on autopilot and we're just doing stuff. Energy maintenance is an important thing, and that is what neighborhood witches do. We maintain the local energy, and that's my job, and that's what I'm about.
Yes, and as you can tell, guys, she's all about that. We have one caller, so before we go, I'm going to bring caller on from area code 443. Thank you for tuning in tonight. If you care to share, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Oh, my name is Judith, and I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Judith. How are you?
I'm great. I love the show. And I also talk to the goddess, Hanani Kitu. She's a great person. And a lot of the stuff that was said today is exactly what's going on. And people are, like you said earlier, people are scared to turn in, or when you leave a comment on Facebook about prayer, because, you know, like people, I'm not talking for everybody, but I'm talking about people like myself, and hope somebody says, I'm going to pray for you. So it takes me back to church, you know, because I was raised in church, and I left mm-hmm. church, so... And somebody says, I want to pray for you. And I'm thinking like, oh, there you go. Kind of situation with church. So, and, you know, I think the problem with our people is people who are woke or people who know that there are other deities and gods out there. When somebody's going to pray for you, they're thinking back to, oh, you're going back to church, and they're going to say in Jesus' name, you know, kind of situation. So they don't want to call in or request for prayer. And sometimes, you know, like I grew up in church, and I grew up in a Catholic situation, and I grew up in a lot of different African churches where they, like sister said earlier, like you have to pay a certain amount of money for a prayer. To get healing for something or somebody to pray for you, you got to pay, make the payment. So if somebody want to pray for you, like, oh, okay, you can forget that. I don't want to start. No, I can pray on my own. I don't need that kind of prayer then. But mm-hmm. that discourages people. But me understanding what prayer is all about and who I am now from where I used to be and where I came from, I understand that. So I know when somebody says, I want to pray for you, I will allow that to happen, but I think that's where the mentality of our people are. People say, I want to pray for you. So they're going back to, are they going to speak, you know, in tongues, in the religious Christian way, or are they calling Jesus, or which God are they calling on when they say, I want to pray for you? So, but I do understand, and I thank you, sisters, and I appreciate you guys for the things that you guys are doing. And a lot of things have happened, and I'm grateful for this circle of family members that I have now. I just want to say thank you. just to say I appreciate you guys and what you guys are doing. And I will be tuning in to listen and take notes, because I did take notes. I think my problem, the issue that I'm having, is with the, you had mentioned something about the prayer that you had listed, and number four was actually what I'm dealing with, endurance. So, just want to say thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you, Judith. Thank you.
Thank you, Judith.
And with you guys in my life, I think I will be better.
And we will be better as well. We are all divine reflections of one another.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a great evening, Judith. Thank you for pressing one and sharing with us. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was so beautiful.
Yes,
and for, she brought up a great point when she said, you know, the people that they don't mess with Christianity anymore, or Islam or whatever religious background that they had when they were growing up as children with their parents, you know, they're quote unquote conscious now or woke now. They may deal with the African traditional religions or the ATRs or whatever they choose to deal in. And one thing I want to leave you guys with is the Arikis and the songs that they pray in ATR, well, the Arikis and songs that they sing in ATRs for each god and goddess, those are the prayer to that god and goddess, that energy that you're calling down upon for yourself. And even if someone from a background that's not particularly yours anymore or one that you follow, there's always a way to turn the energy around of what somebody else is saying and doing for you. For example, I still love to listen to old school gospel songs. That's my thing. I love it. The title of this show is Somebody Prayed For Me. I love that song, Somebody Prayed For Me. I love me some good old Shirley Caesar or those mass choir songs from back in the day. And when you learn how to internalize the energy and know that you are the I am that I am, you are the divine. We are all pieces of the creator. We are all pieces of the universe. The key is knowing that internally and grasping it for ourselves. And I apologize if it seems like I'm talking down to you, or but I'm talking to you and sharing my experience with you, because I think that's what we all, that's the entire key of us evolving, is to know that we are really children of the Creator, that we are the I am that I am. We were all created in the image of the one God of Source, or the gods of many of Source. We are that being, we are that energy. So don't let anybody's words or feelings or any negative meaning that you probably that you may have internalized based on past history keep you from something that you know may have helped you in the past. Any last words, Anana K? That's it for me.
Well, I've always said this. There are a lot of people who they walk away from religions disappointed or angry, and they seek something else because they feel an emptiness or for whatever reason. But I always say this to people: if you were raised in a religion, whether you're Jewish, Islamic, Christian, Catholicism, whatever it was that you were raised in, that is an integral part of your energy.
Yes.
It molded you, your thought processes, how you view your norms, you know, how you see things, and how you, your judgment, your ethics, and your morals are very well dug and entrenched into that religion. you are not going to shake that ever. So every religion or every belief has a set of commandments. You know, I have not seen any religious or spiritual belief that says it's okay to kill somebody. That's kind of a universal thing. You just don't go around killing people. So when you start
right.
to look at the similarities and differences in the ethics, if you walked away from a church, Christian or whatever, because you feel like you don't like what's going on, don't be angry at yourself or other people, because that's an integral part of you. How you pay your bills or how you, you know, eventually as you move into other spiritual practices, some of them may fade, but some of them are so similar for the spirituality, you will never lose them because it's a natural part of you and it's a natural part of the universe. We seek life. We seek creativity. So try not to be angry at yourself or other people who are still where they are, because that's what they need for that moment. You know, everybody is where they need to be right now for the perfect reason. This is a journey. We ain't racing to get somewhere. The journey is the whole story. And if you hadn't
exactly.
been in those religions, you wouldn't be the person you are now, sitting here listening to us on the radio. Yes, that's all I have to say, honey.
Thank you, Anana K. Thank you, everyone that joined the call tonight. We appreciate you. We love you. My name is Amaria Tucker, and I'm the Millennial Soul Scribe. We will see you next week. Have a good evening. Peace.